Post-play activity 3. Choose the correct option. 1. Scott and Carl, A, are two unconditional lovers of the world of comics and everything related to superheroes. B, hate the world of comics and superheroes. Or C, read some superhero comics, but they are not knowledgeable on the subject. That is to say, they are not superhero freaks. 2. Scott's favorite superhero is A. Superman. Since he was little, Scott has wanted to be like the Man of Steel and have his superpowers. B. Wonder Woman. Scott has a true admiration for this fictional character whose main values are love, compassion, justice, and gender equality. C. Batman. Scott has always seen in this superhero a reflection of his life and is a true fan of the adventures of Bruce Wayne. 3. Carol's favorite superhero is A. Captain Marvel. Carol is fascinated by this superhero who has the leadership skills, military rank, and ambitious character, as well as precognitive sixth sense. B. Aquaman. He is a superhero of Atlantean origin, capable of swimming at high speed and talking to marine animals telepathically. Carol would like to be a superhero who defends the oceans and seas. C. Shazam. A superhero who received this name in 2011, since he was originally called Captain Marvel. His name is an acronym for six immortal elders: Solomon, Hercules, Atlas, Zeus, Achilles, and Mercury. 4. Carol and Scott are always arguing because A. Carol believes that superheroes are better developed in movies than in comics, but Scott thinks otherwise. B. Carol believes that superheroes are better developed in comics than in movies, but Scott thinks otherwise. Or C. Carol thinks superheroes are well developed in both movies and comics, and Scott thinks the same. 5. Wonder Woman, A. In 2016, she was elected UN Honorary Ambassador for the Empowerment of Women and Girls, but her post lasted less than 2 months due to the criticism she received. B. In 2016, she won the Academy Award for Best Actress and dedicated her award to all the superheroes who have worked in a film. Or C. In 2016, she was elected Miss Universe, but she had to abandon this award because she gained 3 kilos a few months later. 6. Scott is convinced A. that superheroes are only fictional beings that are born from the imagination of their respective authors. B. That superheroes really exist, or at least some of them and their way of making themselves seen are comics and movies. Or C. That the world of superheroes was born from an ancient time in which human beings did not understand the reason for things and created them as the Greeks did with their gods. 7. According to Carol, superheroes A. should only be fictional characters to entertain the public who go to see their movies or read their comics. B. are a waste of time because they do not inspire any value and they are made to just pass the time. Or C. should inspire the whole world, including governments, so that all the values of humanity are always supported, safeguarded, and protected against any attempted attack. 8. Scott and Carol's favorite supervillain is A. Lex Luthor. He is the archenemy of Superman. He is a wealthy businessman and is one of the smartest men who has the most advanced technologies in his company. He usually appears as a business mogul with a bald head. B. The Penguin. He is known as one of Batman's oldest and most persistent enemies. He is a short, stocky man known for his love of birds and his specialized high-tech umbrellas. He is a mobster who owns a nightclub with extensive coverage for criminal activity. Or C, Dr. Octopus. He is one of the villains who attacks Spider-Man. He is a mad scientist and very intelligent. He is portrayed as a sturdy, myopic man using four powerful mechanical tentacles similar to those of an octopus. 9. Carol was introduced to the world of superheroes by A. Her grandfather, who, when night came and before going to sleep, read to Carol the adventures of superheroes so that she would have a good night and sleep peacefully, thinking that there was always a superhero who watched over her dreams. B. Her father. He was a great comic book reader, and every afternoon when Carol came out of school, he read to her the adventures of the most famous superheroes. Or C. Her uncle, who worked as a cartoonist for a large comic book company and spent many years telling the adventures of the most famous superheroes. 10. The fact that Scott likes the world of superheroes so much has made A. His classmates and friends admire him and consider him an expert on the subject, and they always want to go out with him and talk about the world of superheroes. B. His classmates and friends are all fans of the world of superheroes and spend many afternoons watching movies about them with Scott. Or C. His classmates make fun of him and consider him strange because he only knows how to talk about superheroes and who lives in a world parallel to ours.